regarding Vodafone and in some of its possible future strategy. In the last few days, we have learned that Vodafone has finally decided to sell up its interest in its Japanese operation, Vodafone KK, with the Vodafone Live brand being used there. Until now, Vodafone has maintained fairly consistently and fairly solidly, despite some fairly ropey numbers, that it was going to be staying there for the course that it was learning about the future of third generation mobile, that it was trying really quite hard, that it would use the same technology consistently around the world, and that included Japan. What that doesn't really account for is the fairly disastrous performance that Vodafone had turned in. Now, Japan is an unusual market in many respects. Very few companies from Europe or North America have found it easy to enter the Japanese market and make inroads. Vodafone seems to have made some very unfortunate marketing decisions there in terms of changing strategy, trying to develop things, but in doing so upsetting customers. It's also found it very difficult to face up to the competition from NTT Docomo and from KDDI. And one of the interesting side effects of KDDI and Docomo using different technologies, respectively FOMA and CDMA2000, is that you have a form of inter-platform competition. The different capabilities of CDMA2000 meant that KDDI could launch services well in advance of other operators, because it was a relatively straightforward matter of upgrading the network and also upgrading the handsets. Its competitors struggled with that. Docomo found itself in the most peculiar position of being a follower, and had to ditch its strategy, had to change its offers to customers, and had to get rid of a chief executive officer. Vodafone performed really very, very poorly in that, particularly Vodafone Live was getting very few customers compared to iMode and to EasyWeb. Pulling out of Japan is one thing, but it then raises some fairly interesting strategic questions. It's clearly whetted the appetite of Verizon to buy Vodafone out of its North American interest in Verizon Wireless. That in itself raises the question of the geographic scope of Vodafone. Ultimately, Verizon will buy out Vodafone, or there seems no sensible reason to think it will not. Now, that then says, well, what left? Back in the 1960s and 70s, there was a long discussion in the United Kingdom about East of Suez, basically the strategy of the Ministry of Defence and the Army and the Navy and the Royal Air Force east from Suez, and that eventually led to the closure of a whole series of bases in places like Aden and Singapore, later on in Malta, ultimately Hong Kong when it went back to China. And so the question is the same, very much the same for Vodafone. What is it doing in China? What is it doing in India? And the answer in both cases is fairly small scale investments. Okay, large numbers, but 5% of a vast number does tend to give you a large number, but it doesn't necessarily help Vodafone in any of its main activities. It doesn't learn very much. It doesn't get anything out of that, some profits and revenues, some numbers, but nothing which one would consider strategic. And that then leaves you with the Pacific investments, which are a monopoly in Fiji, which is a very, very small scale. One of two, possibly in the near future, three mobile operators in New Zealand. Again, a very small market, some islands the size of the British Isles, but only 4.5 million, less than 4.5 million people. Tough competition with Telecom New Zealand. And then you have Australia, a market where Vodafone has not done particularly well, and where it faces quite tough competition from other players. And recent stories that it was going to sell out its 3G infrastructure, it's been sharing that in order to cut costs with Singtel under the Optus brand. If it gets out of that, then it raises very, very serious questions of what the geographic scope of Vodafone is. Ultimately, it falls back to Europe and to Africa, albeit that sub-Saharan Africa tends to be branded under the Vodacom brand rather than under Vodafone itself, because it's sharing it with Telkom South Africa. It certainly